He understood that.
He did.
Which that, makes me wonder.
That quickly registered.
Too quickly, I think.
The San Francisco tree
rides around me.
Good morning and God bless. It's Drew and Mike. We're on the radio at WRIF in Detroit, and we're calling for Young Blows.
It's Young.
Young Blows.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello, is Young Blows there, please?
Who's that?
Young Blows.
I think you have a wrong number.
No, he's he should be a customer there.
Oh, just a minute. Can you hold on a second?
Sure.
Okay. Small 95 double cappuccino. Okay. There's no one here by that name, actually.
Oh, no kidding. Did you go on the pager?
No, there's no one here.
Oh, there's just no one there.
You want to try it again in 5 minutes or so?
Yeah,
What's your name?
I suppose I could. My name is Fonz Blows.
Okay.
I'm his cousin.
Uh-huh. Okay, you can. There's a guy here named Mike. That's about it.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, are you familiar with Jerry Rice or Steve Young?
Yeah.
Steve Young?
Yeah.
Steve Young Blows. That's him.
Don't you think?
No. Haven't seen him. You want to call me back in 5 minutes?
But Steve Young Blows. You know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, then we're all right.
Okay. All right.
Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye. Thanks, pal.
I love the Fonz Blows.
I didn't know what to say.
It was great. That was perfect.
It was the first thing that came to mind. It was like, well, who am I in this scenario?
A typical morning brought to you by McDonald's.
This is big. This is very big. Just getting ready to call, hopefully, a 49er.
But.
And Nicole answered her page. Now, Nicole is the female who designated herself to take one for the team for Vince the Effeminate Dancing Virgin. And Nicole took the page. She called back. Nicole, now I want to hear more about it, but just right off the top, we all are sitting here. We're very curious. A number of people have called already this morning wanting to know, is Vince, the effeminate dancing virgin, still a virgin?
And the answer is no.
Whoa! Simply known as Vince, the effeminate dancer.
He's got the first notch in his belt. Now there's no stopping him. Man, no kidding.
No kidding.
How long did he last? How many seconds?
Oh, you guys.
Well, I mean, it was quick, wasn't it?
Well, come on, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, but was it like brutally quick, like as you were unclasping your bra, or...
Yeah.
Just like regular guy quick.
Yeah, regular guy quick.
Really?
Yeah.
How about the downtime? Did it last more than 5 minutes?
No.
How about the downtime? Was that hardly anything? Because that's usually the case. It's like 10 seconds, but the downtime is like 20 seconds.
You guys, I'm not going to talk more about that.
You're not going to kiss and tell?
I don't want to embarrass them.
Oh, no, we expect a man to behave in this manner.
Okay, then.
So it
did works. Did he make a comeback? I mean, was there a secondary appearance of little Vince?
No.
How was he as a lover? Good? As a kisser and everything?
He needs a little work, but he'll be okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you like Vince?
He's okay, yeah.
Well, you know, the performance anxiety must have been huge because, I mean, he was really on the spot to put out.
Right.
You know, and it's and I was waiting for there to be a problem there, like he's too uptight about it or something, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know.
It'd be like a dish rag situation.
Right.
Nicole, how was the date? Where did you go?
Well, ended up meeting him at Metro.
Oh, we told you to stay away from
there. I know, but he wasn't dancing, so it was okay.
I went in there Friday night looking for him, by the way.
Did you?
After Showgirls.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
I just wanted to make sure that I didn't see him effeminately dancing at Metro,
he
and he wasn't.
All right, so you went to Metro.
So I went to Metro. We met him. I met him at Metro.
Okay, was he wearing the black dress slacks and black socks?
Yeah, he looked nice. He really did. He looked nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And then we went back. Well, actually, we had to drop my girlfriend off. We dropped my girlfriend off. And then we went back to my house.
Mm-hmm.
And we watched a movie.
What kind? Like a porn movie, you mean? Or?
No, it wasn't a porn movie.
Okay. What
movie?
Got It was the Discovery Channel.
Well, that's perfect.
Just waking and baking. Hold on a second.
We'll pause as Roach demonstrates his amazing lung capacity. God.
What a bong.
Jeez.
Sorry, man. So how are you dudes doing?
Well, to tell you the truth, we're a little down in the dumps, actually.
I hear you, brother. That's why we have to stick together in this year one of the historic After Jerry calendar, commonly referred to by deadheads as AJ.
Oh, yeah. Boy, you know, I completely forgot about Garcia, but actually, Roach, I was referring to the Simpson deal.
Oh, you're losing me, man.
O.J. Simpson?
I've heard the name. I just can't place the face to the name.
Okay, the football player.
Not the cartoon guy.
The sportscaster. The murderer. How about that? O.J. Simpson.
Wow, you're talking about the Naked Gun guy.
Yeah.
That guy is hilarious. I have all those flicks, man. I just do like 2 hits of Thai weed and laugh my ass off. I love it when Leslie West, or is it Leslie Nielsen?
It's Leslie Nielsen, actually.
Okay. Yeah, that guy with the white hair. I love it when he wails on Barbara Bush with the bathroom door. Whoa. Nordberg, man, he rules.
Well, don't tell me you didn't know O.J. Simpson was acquitted of murder 2 days ago.
I haven't really been totally on top of the news since Jerry died.
What in the hell have you been doing?
I've been organizing bootlegs alphabetically. I'm on S right now. comforting the brothers and the sisters. Plus, my daily 53 bong salute to Jerry. Jerry!
Oh, boy.
That might account for the problem.
Well, look, Roach, he stabbed his ex-wife and a waiter in yesterday.
He's carbureting.
Oh, Roach. Roach, listen to me. The guy stabbed his ex-wife and a waiter, and a couple of days ago, he got off.
That is wild, man. Are you sure it was that Nordberg guy?
Positive.
Bummer.
Jeez.
He needs to mellow out. So, like, how did he get off? Was it the Jimson Weed Defense?
No, it was the racist cop, Mark Furman.
Mark Furman, does he party?
I don't think so.
Well, it sounds to me like Nordberg and this Furman mug need to mellow out big time and focus on the big guy, our savior, Mr. Jerry Garcia.
Oh.
Jerry!
Roach, I mean, yeah, I wish it were that simple. It looks like it's going to be a pretty heavy racial issue on top of all of this stuff.
Well, that sucks, but if I could quote that Martin King dude, can't we all just get along?
Rodney King.
And if that doesn't work, remember, if the verdict doesn't fit, you must do a bong hit. Then eventually, you'll find yourself absolutely 100% stoned.
I agree with that. Roach, I'm telling you, that's the best advice I've ever heard.
Hey, play some dead, brother.
Okay, we'll see you, man.
Number 9.
All right.
Is it number 10? No, it's number 9.
9. Oh, God.
Is that too loud?
Everything's perfect. The music, the candles.
You.
Oh, Jake.
Mandy, we've been together for a while now.
3 years, 2 months, and 15 days.
I've never said this to anybody, but I want you to know that...
Yes, Jake.
I should get that.
Why don't you try automatic callback?
Excuse me?
Jake, Mandy's been waiting 3 years to hear what you have to say.
3 years, 2 months, and 15 days.
So go ahead and tell her how you feel. If you miss the call, just dial star 69. An automatic callback from Ameritech will dial the number of the last person who called.
But I don't have automatic callback.
Yes, you do. Ameritech offers automatic callback on a pay-per-use basis. It's already on your phone line, so you only pay for the times you use it. Just 75 cents per use.
Come on, Jake. Let me hear those three minutes.
Pay-per-use?
Use automatic callback on a pay-per-use basis. Only 75 cents per use. Ameritech. Your link to better communication. Service not available in all areas. Other limitations apply. To subscribe on a monthly basis or to block the service from your line, call 1-800-643-3785.
The time has come. You've put it off long enough. Now is the time to get the bachelor's or master's degree that will make a difference in your life. But you're not 18 anymore. You've got a job, a life, and perhaps a family. You can't put everything on hold while you spend the next 6 or 7 years earning your degree, which is why you should call the University of Phoenix, Michigan campus. Our classes are convenient, meeting just one night a week. You take one course at a time so you can focus your studies and put what you learn in the classroom to use in your career right away. University of Phoenix faculty are professionals who teach at night what they do for a living by day. Discover what over 150,000 other working adults have by coming to a free information meeting this Thursday, October 12th at 6 p.m. Can't make the meeting? The University of Phoenix will arrange for a personal appointment to fit your time schedule. Call 810-262-3003 today. 810-262-3003. And find out more about the University of Phoenix programs for working professionals like you.
Let's see that license and registration.
Oh, guess I was going a little fast, huh?
You might say that.
So where's the fire anyway?
Oh, well, actually, officer, I'm on my way to HQ. You know, nobody's ad beats our ad.
You really don't need to break the sound barrier to get there, you know. HQ has everyday low prices on all their products.
Oh, I know. Over 40,000 items and all the top brands. They even have high-powered cleaning machines from ShopVac, and they guarantee the lowest prices.
They do?
Yeah. If you ever find an item advertised anywhere else at a lower price, bring the ad to HQ, and they'll beat that price by 10%.
Really?
Yep.
10% on any ad?
Absolutely.
Okay, sir, follow me. I'm taking you in.
Where are we going?
To HQ!
This Wednesday through Sunday, October 8th, get 10% off all products and labor when HQ does the installation. And remember, nobody's ad beats our ad.
HQ.
If you work on your car, one thing you should know. A man named Murray's gonna save you some dough.
The EverReady Power Connection Platinum Automotive Battery comes with a 75-month prorated warranty, 24-month free replacement guarantee, and 36-month free roadside assistance. That's a warranty that'll make the toughest customer happy. Better yet, it's on sale this week at Murray's.
A man named Murray's gonna save you some dough.
You got that right. Take it from me, the main man, Murray. EverReady Power Connection Automotive Batteries come with a great warranty. And this week, I'm selling the Platinum and Gold Series at $5 off my regular low price. Plus, you get a $5 mail-in rebate. Murray's final cost after rebate starts at just $39.99 with your trade-in. Power Connection Batteries at Murray's. I promise you, I'm gonna save you some dough.
Murray's Discount Auto Stores, the auto parts supermarket.
101 WRIF, it's Drew and Mike, and we are looking for Deanne and Linda, who sent us the facts about Dr. Disgusto.
Two women were confronted with that.
Jeez. Dr. Disgusto, what has he done at your workplace? I called the work number you put on your facts, Deanne and Linda, and of course the office is not in session. You're listening at home, so we need one or both of you, please, to call in at 313-298-WRIF. And I can only say that my sympathies are with you and your families at what is a most difficult time. And I think a lot of it is the closure that you don't have with Dr. Disgusto. He's never found.
Yeah.
You never get that sense that it's over. It's kind of like the OJ thing. It just goes on and on and on.
It's just never flushed.
Not quite.
You know?
You would like to just flush it behind you, but with
right.
Disgusto, that's not possible. It's always out there floating like a beached whale.
Hey, buddy, smell my finger. No way, Beavis.
Deanne and Linda, where are you? 313-298-WRIF. We also will be talking to Bob Turr in just a minute. Bob is the helicopter pilot who has been assigned to follow O.J. Simpson everywhere he goes because he is the biggest news ever. And he followed him on the original Bronco Chase?
Yeah.
TV said the juice must have gone plumb loco and there's cop cars chasing the Wyatt Ford Bronco. Have you heard the story of the low-speed chase and the SWAT teams waiting at OJ's place? That story is true. It's sad to say I was watching the game when they cut away. He told the L.A. cops he was going to give up, and the media set up their satellite trucks, had 18 cameras at City Hall, then OJ's lawyer began to stall. a sudden, in a wink of an eye, that Bronco was spotted on 405 on CNN and the Networks 3. The flashing taillights was all you could see. Rockets and Knicks were in game 5 when O.J. started that fateful drive. His four-way hazard lights were blinking, and no one knew what the juice was thinking. The newsman said he'd lost his sense, said insanity'd be his best defense, but they knew this show was awfully hot, so they jockeyed round for action shots. Psychoanalysts and personal friends begging the juice to turn himself in. TV copters high above and cops in the bushes dressed like shrubs. Fans were cheering from the side of the road. One man yelling out, "Go juice, go!" Waving signs when Al pulled in. 95 million people tuned in. And so they took a mugshot and threw him in jail. And Time magazine thought he looked too pale. But the network's planning a brand new show. Cop cars chasing a white Ford Bronco.
How incredibly bizarre that he ends up in a white vehicle with overhead cameras everywhere on the side of the jail.
I know. How incredibly choreographed, how incredibly deliberate that was.
I heard he put a gun to his head in the van just for old time's sake.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. And damn shame, and what a coincidence, too, that Juice went to make a call in the van.
Yeah.
Cut his finger on the phone.
Really?
Can you believe that?
Oh, wow. But, you know, DNA doesn't mean anything, so that's all right.
No.
No, it doesn't.
Well,
yeah.
People cut their hands on the phone all the time.
Well,
did you hear the first thing O.J. asked for?
What was that?
Can I have my cap and glove back? Hey-o!
Hey!
You know, I thought the way...
probably not too far from the truth.
I thought the way he behaved was pretty good until he spiked Marcia Clark's briefcase after the break. That was over the line. And then F. Lee Bailey had the 32 N-word salute. And that was, I thought, a little bit tasteless. But otherwise.
Well, I thought he got into it a little bit too much, if you ask me. Well, Johnny Cochran's next case to get Ray Charles a driver's license.
Hey! Football.
Football.
Football, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a football player.
Yeah.
Could you say Chibrge?
You're asking if he's guilty or not?
Let's go with that for right now.
I don't think so. Maybe he's not, because the crime for his wife and...
Yeah, whatever. Say cheeseburger. Chibrge.
Yeah.
Can you say cheeseburger?
Cheeseburger.
Okay, say Pepsi.
Pepsi.
No Coke.
Now
Coke.
Say it together.
Cheaper gay, no Pepsi. Cheaper gay, Pepsi.
Cheeseburger, Pepsi.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, thank you. Have a wonderful time in Saudi Arabia.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, right, Saudi Arabia checking in on the defense side.
He's a football player who loved his wife too much, so he didn't do it.
Let's dial up McDonald's in Russia.
That's perfect. Now he can go kill somebody else, and then, he can go to Saudi Arabia and do somebody in, and then they'll set him free in a week.
Well, he can go live in Saudi Arabia.
Absolutely.
I like him over there. This music really doesn't fit with Russia, does it?
You know what? It's international. Just see it that way. It works for me.
I see Archie's waiting to talk to us. Jeffrey Feiger coming up in a few minutes, too.
Well, as I say, I'm glad I don't have to look at that Greta anymore. Sick of that woman. Nice mouth. I wonder if the jurors remember where they parked their cars. That's what I wonder. But see, I think I was
Hello.
In B6.
Is this McDonald's in Russia?
Hello.
It's Drew and Mike. We are on the radio in America at WRIF. And we were wondering what you thought of the O.J. Simpson verdict in Russia.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
John Fitzgerald?
We were wondering what you thought of the O.J. Simpson verdict, sir.
Wait,
they're deliberating, I think.
Oh, he hung up.
Did he?
Okay. What a numbnut. We'll count him as a yes.
Communist.
He's guilty.
Yep.
Tom Dallup, Japan here. This is a place called Family Mart in Japan.
Oh, beautiful.
So if Saudi Arabia thinks he's not guilty, Russia we're counting as guilty.
Absolutely.
Because they didn't say anything, so they're obviously
right.
disgusted by the verdict. Either that or they're very busy at McDonald's.
Yeah, and in Russia, they think everybody's guilty, so, you know, that's the way they operate.
Yeah, they would have him in Siberia.
Oh, instantly.
Months ago.
Absolutely.
Family Mart in Japan. Let's see what happens there. Good morning, Family Mart. It's Drew and Mike. We're on the radio at WRIF in Detroit in the USA, and we were calling about O.J. Simpson.